It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Do you have any idea what I might have in this paper bag? Not balls, not an elephant, not a dining room table. I'll tell you. Some cans and glass bottles. These cans and bottles are all empty, and people in our family have thrown them away because they don't need them anymore. But there's one more thing we can do with them. We can help them to get recycled. Did you find anybody who knows what recycling means? Well, Mr. McFeely knows the location of a place where people actually take cans and bottles and start to recycle them. He told me that he would take us there today. That's why I brought these things with me. If I take them to the recycling place, then they won't have to go and fill up some dump somewhere. Mr. McFeely should be here any minute. I think I'll just feed the fish right away. Then I'll know that's taken care of. Hi, fish. How about some food? A little food for you there. I like to take care of you. I like to take care of you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I like to take care of you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Do you have any things that you take care of? A pet or a toy? Or a pillow, or a blanket, or a mom, or a dad. If you do, you could sing a song like that to them. I like to take care of you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I like to take care of you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Maybe that's Mr. McFeely. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Ready to deliver? You ready to go recycling?
Yes, sir. I brought some things with me.
Good.
Some cans and some glass bottles.
Oh, you haven't separated yet, have you?
Not yet.
Well, come on out. I'll help you.
Oh, you have to do that.
Right here, there are boxes here.
Oh.
Cans and bottles. A box for each.
So you have to put the cans in one?
That's right. The cans go in there, and the bottles in another one. You see, at the recycling place, there's a machine for cans and a machine for bottles.
Oh, I see. So they have to be
separated.
Separated.
You'll see when we get there.
All right,
ready? Here we go. Bottles.
Mm-hmm.
I've been collecting around the neighborhood this morning, afternoon, and all evening, and I have a lot to take. And I've made a few trips. Here are a few more cans for you.
Thank you.
And the last bottle. May I keep this bag?
Of course.
At home, in the garage, I have a box for cans, a box for bottles. And when we're finished, I put them in.
Uh-huh.
Just one moment here. I'll put this in here. Should we...
Lots you can do with paper bags, too, isn't it?
That's right. Well, bicycle reminds me, should we take our bikes?
Is it too far to walk?
Not too far.
Okay. Well, let's just...
Speedy delivery walking.
All right. Let's go to the recycling place and find out more about it. And I'll follow you.
Speedy delivery, right this way.
Okay.
Here we are at the recycling center.
I'm glad to see this place.
Made a lot of deliveries here.
I bet you have.
Hello there.
Hey, Bob.
Take care.
Hi, Bob. Here we are.
Well, Mr. McFeely, how are you?
Well, Bob,
good to see you.
Lily, I'd like you to meet Fred Rogers.
How do you do, Mr. Rogers? Glad to meet you.
Will you begin?
What do I do?
Just sit him on the scale here, please.
Oh, this weighs him, huh?
Looks like 26 pounds.
26 pounds
of bottles.
Very good.
I'll put mine down.
You know all about this, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, I've been here a lot.
Oh, 4.5 pounds of aluminum. Very good.
Okay.
I think it might be fun to get on that scale.
Well, you can ask Bob.
Oh, sure. Anybody ever get on here and get weighed themselves?
All the time. Yes, the little kids like that.
I bet.
We're just going to do some cans. Would you like to see that process?
Sure.
Right this way.
Okay, we'll follow you.
I'd like to watch.
Right this way.
Now, this machine squeezes the cans. You'll see they dump them in and squeezes them.
Kind of a compactor.
A compactor, right. You'll see. You have to wear safety glasses. So, here. You wear these.
All right.
And I'll take these, Bob.
Okay.
Easier for them.
You mean it's dangerous to walk?
Just for safety. You never know.
This is Mike and Dave. They help us here.
Hello, Mike. Hi, Dave.
They help run the compacting machine.
And what does that do? That compacts them?
Yes, that takes a lot of cans and puts it into a smaller space.
I see. And then you send those off to have new cans made.
That's exactly right, yes.
Could we see it work?
Yes. Here, Dave. And there go your cans, Mr. McFeely. Forms it into a nice, neat bale.
Oh, my.
Look at all those cans.
Is it all right if I go look?
Yes, take a look there.
Yours are right along in here, Mr. McFeely. Now what do you do with all of this, Bob?
We're going to tie them off with ties, and they're going to resemble these bales over here, Mr. Rogers.
Oh. Let me see this. Oh, these don't look like cans, Bob.
Exactly right, Mr. Rogers. That's cardboard.
Cardboard?
Yes.
And that's all compacted?
In the same machine. As the cans are, and likewise here, the plastic milk containers are done in the same machine, same way.
Oh, these are all plastic milk containers. And you mean you send these bales off to make new plastic, and this cardboard off to make new cardboard?
That's right.
And the cans off to make new cans?
That is exactly right.
What about the glass?
Well, that's right over here.
Oh, let's see that. There's a lot of glass in here already.
And we're doing the clear glass, too. Uh-huh. And that's what you brought today.
It is, yeah.
Mike, would you add Mr. Rogers' glass?
Oh, good. I can see why you wear these. Now what happens with it all?
It's going to go up a conveyor. It's going to go into a grinding wheel, and it's going to come out the other end in little bitty pieces.
Little pieces of glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suppose all those tiny bits of glass get sent off
to be made into new bottles.
That's exactly right.
Is it something we can watch?
Yes, it is. Mike, you're about ready to turn the machine on. It's extremely dangerous and very noisy. We ought to back away from
okay. Thank you for showing us that.
You're Bob. Quite welcome.
Oh, you
get these glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, mine, Bob. Well,
thank you.
Looks like you're very busy here.
Yes, I better get to work.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
See
Bye-bye.
You later this week.
Very
Thanks,
good.
Bob.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Hi. Teach people, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I like to teach and I like to learn.
Well, they go together, teaching and learning.
They certainly do, but right now it's a speedy delivery for me. I'll put on my helmet and buckle up. Speedy delivery.
You keep that back here while you're riding.
That's
do you?
Right. On to bicycling. Bye-bye.
Thanks again, Mr.
You're
McFeely.
You're welcome. Speedy delivery to you.
Bye-bye. It's good to know that a lot of things that we use can be used over again. In fact, there are a lot of ways everybody can help. Just not waste things, for one. Just not use any more than we really need of anything. I'll have some make-believe. Raleigh? Last time we were make-believing about the dump at someplace else. That's where all the neighbors were taking all their garbage until Don Quixote and Harriet Cow said, "There's no more room in this dump." So people are going to have to find a new dump or find some different things to do with what they throw away. So let's just think about that now as the trolley goes through the tunnel and along the castle garden tracks in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? All right.
Oh, this, it's a nose muff. It's so I can't smell the garbage. King Friday gave one to everyone in the castle. Yes, he certainly is. Thanks, trolley. I hope so, too.
Oh, it looks like there's more than ever.
Oh, garbage doesn't end.
Handyman Negri was so tired, I told him to just take a rest and I would help.
Well, what can you do when we don't have a dump?
I'm not quite sure.
Miss Polificate and Lady Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Somehow you sound different to me.
It's the nose muff, Your Majesty.
Oh, of course. They're very elegant.
But we shouldn't have to wear nose muffs, Uncle Friday.
You're absolutely correct, Niece Evelyn.
What are we going to do about the garbage problem?
I am going to give you an assignment.
Me?
Yes, you.
And what is the assignment?
You have the honor of finding a new dump so that all these barrels have some place to go.
A new dump?
Exactly. Isn't that an exciting assignment?
Well, I
thought you'd love it. You always love a challenge, Niece Evelyn. May I say before I go a step further that I'm very proud of you.
Oh, but I...
And I trust that you will help all you can, Miss Plificate.
Of course, yes. Of course.
The assignment is in good hands, then. Simply find a new dump. Farewell.
Farewell, Uncle Friday.
Now what do we do?
We find a new dump. Will you make calls on the telephone?
I will.
And I'll try and get some ideas from others around the neighborhood.
Good luck.
Thanks. Same to you.
Hey there, Lady Averlina.
Hi, X. How are you?
Why have you got that thing on your nose?
Oh, we have to wear these over by the castle.
Because it smells?
Right. Do you want to try it on?
Oh, sure. Might as well. What's it called?
A nose muff.
Nose muff. Hey, I can't breathe with this thing on.
I know, it's hard.
Please take it off.
See why we need a new dump?
So you won't have to wear that on your nose all the time.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea where we could find a new dump?
I don't, but I could fly around and look for one.
Oh, would you? That would be a good help. Incidentally, where is Henrietta Pussycat?
Oh, she's over at the Karen Center at the factory. You know, she's been working there with the children.
Oh, that's right. I might just go over there now.
I'll let you know if I find a good place for a new dump.
Thanks, X. You're a big help.
I'm a flying help. See ya.
See ya.
Were you calling?
Oh, Mrs. Dingleborder, how are you?
I'm all right, I guess. The factory is so busy.
Well, I don't mean to disturb you, but we've been having some difficulty.
Is it about nose muffs?
Well...
We're making them as fast as we can. We have so many orders.
You're making nose muffs?
Yes. People are buying them to put on their noses.
Like this one?
That's the kind. We're making them instead of rockets this week.
So, this garbage problem is widespread.
Sounds like it. I think people should recycle. Guess I better get back.
Well, in case you see Henrietta Pussycat, would you please tell her I'm out here?
Sure. She's a caring cat.
Oh, I know.
Hello there, Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Corny. How are you?
Oh, busy as a crow.
Making nose muffs, I hear.
Yeah, hundreds of them. Here, will you throw these scraps away for me?
Why are you throwing this wood away?
Scraps.
Couldn't you use them for something?
You're welcome to them. Just throw them away.
But, Corny, our dump is full. We don't have any place to take our garbage.
How about Westwood? Couldn't we use their dump?
That's an idea, at least for the time being.
We got together with him about the community pool.
And that worked out well. Thanks for the idea, Corny.
Sure, and you're welcome to all the scraps we have.
Just don't know what I'll do with them.
See you later.
Bye.
Lady Myamelin.
Oh, Hen, I'm glad to see you.
Meow, meow, Daphne.
She's lovely.
Meow, meow, nap time.
I see.
Meow, meow, want me, meow?
Oh, actually, I wanted to ask you about finding a new dump, but Corny suggested that we ask the people at Westwood, so I'll go do that now.
Meow, meow, good idea, meow.
I think so, too, at least for the time being.
Meow.
Well, I hope that your work is going well.
Meow. Meow, love, meow, little ones.
They're lucky to have your caretaking, Henrietta.
Meow.
Well, see you anon.
Meow, meow, Lady Meow. Meow, Daphne.
What's going on?
Mayor Maggie's coming to have a meeting with the king.
How lucky can we get?
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm just about to go and talk with her.
Oh, about a new dump.
You guessed it. Corny's idea.
Well, she said she's coming here, as I understand, to have an emergency meeting.
Oh, my. I wonder what that could be about.
I've no idea.
Emergency meeting.
Oh, am I ever glad to see you all. Why are you wearing those nose muffs on your noses? Oh, I see. Do you have an extra one? He has one on, too.
Prolificate, niece and mayor, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You requested an emergency meeting, Mayor Maggie?
I did, King Friday.
I see you're prepared with a nose muff, too.
Yes, thank you.
If you need more, Cornflake especially is making them as fast as he can.
Very good. Now, about our emergency.
Oh, yes.
I hope you can help us.
That's what kings are for. Ask and you will receive.
Well, we've just discovered that our dump at Westwood...
Your dump?
Yes, we've discovered that our dump is full, and we were wondering if we could use the dump in this neighborhood, the one at someplace else.
This is something we will have to discuss much further.
Dump in Westwood is full, too.
Yes.
Now, the Westwood dump is full, too. What do you think they'll do? I wonder if they'll think seriously about what Mrs. Dingleborder said. Didn't she suggest something about recycling? Speaking of that, I want to show you something that somebody made for me from wood that was going to be thrown away. I'll take it to the kitchen. A friend of mine found wood that was going to be thrown away, and that friend made some blocks. Now, the whole idea with blocks is you can build one building, and then you can use the same blocks to build another building. That's recycling right there. Use the same thing over to do something else. Could make all sorts of things. That plus your imagination. Also, one other thing I want to show you. You can use some tubes and some different color paper. I learned to do this one time when I was in school. I had a teacher who had such great ideas. She said, "Freddie, and just take a toilet paper tube and roll it in a piece of paper like this. Put a little bit of tape on it. And take some kind of real thin paper and stick it in the top of it. Got a tree." You can take another kind of tube. Whoop, down goes the tree. Easily recycled. Even taller tree. Two trees. You know, the best kind of toy is the one you make for yourself. When you make things for yourself, it's like taking care of yourself. In fact, you could sing that song to yourself. I like to take care of you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I like to take care of you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I like to clean up my things. Yes, I do. Trees into here. And blocks into the other place. It's really good to take care of yourself. And it's good to take care of other people, too. And things. When you're able to take care of yourself, you can feel that you are growing. That's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.